All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are gonna do this solo. It's me, Grim's Uncanny Valley, no DP, just me finishing up being a dick. We want to give you the rest of it, getting ready for City of Broken Dreamers, so let's go ahead and get started. Are you checking me out because of what Sage said, or for another reason? Wouldn't you like to know? Am I in your top three for the contest, Grim? Haven't decided yet. Are you ready for the contest? Not yet, I need more time. Hurry up, we should do it soon. Grim, look at me. Top three, am I right? Haven't decided yet. I'm not sure, you might be. What are you up to, Grim? I'm checking up on stuff. What about you? We heard from Quinn about your booze stash, haha. Ah, so you figured you'd help yourself. We can, can't we? Haha, of course, you're paying for half of it anyway. Score! As for me, I'm taking a final look at costumes for the contest. Look no further, here's your answer. Haha, you're joking, right? Why would he pick the lesser bunny when number one is available? Because Grim is a sexy, smart, and fair judge. How about it, Grim? Will you break the news to her that I'm the better-looking bunny? Grim, look. Best bunny right here, okay? Yeah, look, perky ones are better than saggy ones, huh? Fuck you! Wanna touch them? Check for yourself. Touch! Maybe for a little while. Yeah, these are great. Grim, mine too! I'm not done here yet. Okay, here we go. See, they're not saggy, right? They're definitely not saggy. Ha! But Mills are perkier. Ha! Fuck you! That's how girls are. Come on, Grim, tell us already. Am I in the top three? Haven't decided yet. I'm a judge. I can't spoil that for you. Look at Grim not being shy. Huh? Haha, what the hell are you up to? I'm a judge for the best costume competition and I need to pick three entries for it. There's a competition? Damn, what's the prize? A trophy of sorts. Who are your picks? I'm still undecided. Well, look at Nick, look how hot she is tonight. She clearly made an effort for this party. Tight clothes and very stylish, right? What about you, Grim? Look at that makeup. It might look sloppy, but that's not easy to pull off, let me tell you. And that's no outfit she normally wears. She got it for the party. Lily's just as serious about Halloween as I am. You both make good cases. Thanks. So, what about it? Are we in the top three for the competition? I can't spoil that, sorry. But I did pick Lily. Bro, you alive? I think I drank too much. You think? I'll be fine, give me a minute. I'm not gonna pick you for best costume if you can't walk. I'm winning best costume? Maybe, try to sober up a bit though. Ain't shit in here, folks. Occupied! Occupado, senor! I don't remember this. I wonder if it's still that chick that DP likes. No, Jam Studio. Don't know. Why are you walking around and staring at people's asses? It's an added benefit of being a judge for the costume contest. Tch. I need to check yours too. It's not much of a costume. I bought something off the rack. Most did that, and it doesn't matter. Good costume is a good costume. So what about mine? Is it good enough for the contest? Yeah, it's a good one. Alright. Okay, so you get the chance to go back if you screw up. Is it time for the contest yet? Almost, I'm picking my entries for it. Cool, if you're gonna pick a cowboy costume, pick Elena. I'm not too comfortable with the spotlight. What are you talking about? You're frequently almost nude. In the background, yeah, but not on stages. Aw, baby, it's fine. You do good on stage. You're not picking me, right? Drink some more if you're scared of the stage. Anything can happen tonight. Okay, we don't have any more tasks, but it's not over yet, guys. Oh, is there like some other shit? Oh yeah, the girls. What are you looking for? The best costume for the party? The best costume of the party for the competition. Are you looking at us for that? I'm looking at everyone, I have to. Would you tell us if you're gonna pick us? Nope, I have to respect the integrity of the competition. There are so many good costumes at the party. Yeah, there are so many good ones. Are you ready for the contest? Let's do it. Yeah, I have my picks. Let's do it. Let's get Quinn first to come up with the best picks. Is it time already? Yeah, time flies tonight. Do you have your picks? I can come up with three, sure. You? Yeah, I've seen enough to know what my favorites are. So how do we do this? Let's present our picks and see if we can agree on something. You can go first, Grim. Okay, I couldn't find everyone, but I looked at as many possible in my picks in no specific order. Lily's costume is so good. I have to pick her. It is good, I agree. Derek's costume is one of the best at the party. It is a funny one. You're gonna vote for your best friend? You're goddamn right. And my final pick is Zoe. Who? His ex-girlfriend, right? Your ex is here and you're picking her for the contest? That's not the full story. Zoe is my final pick. What about you two? Okay, those are some good picks. Quinn? Easy. Kylie, because I want to watch Becky lose her shit. Leon, because I don't think he's been humiliated enough. And Sally, because she had the balls to wear basically a blanket without underwear. Plus, I made her tits show in it, and I want to see that on stage. Okay, interesting. My picks would be Nick, because his clown costume is fucking scary. Penny, her makeup must have taken ages. It looks amazing. And I agree with you, Quinn, but for different reasons. Leon's had a rough night. He should get something for his effort. Okay, so from the looks of it, we do not agree on a lot. Yeah, but Leon seems to be a majority vote. Yeah, he's one of the top three. Let's do it this way. You two pick one each, and that'll be that. Alright, Kylie's my pick. Grim, the final choice is yours. Okay, I choose Lily. Great, it's settled then. Let's start the competition. Is everyone having a good time? Yeah! It's cool to see so many of you here. I wasn't sure if people would be able to walk by now or not. But it's all good. Help us drink all the beer and booze. Don't be shy tonight. Let's try that again. Can we give a round of applause for the Dicks? Haven't they been great hosts tonight? And another applause for the Hots being a big part of the evening as well. Before everyone goes off on their end of the night adventures, we're going to have a little competition. We've been checking you out during the night, trying to decide who's wearing the best costume out of the lot. And by we, I mean the judges of this competition. Aside from myself, give a round of applause for Quinn. And representing the Dicks, we have Grim. He's been planning this party together with us and Tommy, I might add. Little bit of applause there. It's been very difficult to crown a winner since you're all looking fabulous tonight. And I'm sure you all have your opinion on who's dressed the best. Opinions are like balls, we all got them. So we have narrowed it down to three guests. One of which will go home with the Dick's Halloween Award. This is Willie. Willie's custom made for the competition. Can the following three guests please come up on stage? Leon, dressed as Lily. No! Ha 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 ha! Come on, Leon, we're being sincere here. It's an amazing costume. Give it up to Leon, everyone. No, thank you. Ha ha ha! Kylie with her hot nurse outfit. Did Becky leave? Make sure you get a picture of this. And finally, the sexy vampire villain, Lily! Haha, awesome! Haha, fucking hilarious. Leon and Lily are on the same stage. Sup? How is that me? These are the top three contestants. And now it's up to you to cheer for the costume you like the most. Yeah! Slutty nurse for the win! Haha, wait, not all at once. On my signal, give it up for Leon. Now. Cheers! Yeah! Flattest tits at the party award. Interesting. We have the benchmark. Next up, give it up for Kylie. Yeah! That's a loud cheer. Was it the loudest? We'll see. And please give your final cheer for Lily! Yeah! Slutty nurse definitely won! Ugh! Well done, everybody. I believe we have a clear winner of the costume contest. Guess that guy can't handle his beer too well. The receiver of the Best Costume Award, congratulations to Lily! Wow, speech? If this isn't proof of reaching the top, what is? Give it up for all the contestants and yourselves. Thank you all for coming tonight. Let's party until we drop. Yay! Haha, thanks, Grim, but if you wanted me to get a dick, all you had to do was ask. Your costume is great, Lily, no lie. No, I swear, it works. Just dip a tampon in vodka and stick it up there. Oh, no. Oh, no! Oh, what's this guy doing? Okay, we gotta say goodbye, check downstairs bathroom, say goodbye to Rio and Cammy. Gonna do that first. But we gotta say goodbye to everybody. Woo! Work it, girl, yeah! Haha! This party is now below my standards for humanity. We're leaving. People are just having fun. It's not for Franz and me. Are you coming? No, I think I'll stay. The guys might need my help later. Call me. Pray to God. Oh, dear Lord. Please deliver me from this woman, or give me the strength to have a goddamn backbone and tell her I'm tired of her shit. And if she wants this relationship to work, she's gonna have to respect the fact that I am a man, and I want to keep my balls, damn it. Both of them. I don't want them cut off and put in a fucking bag in the closet. Here's your costume, bro. I tried it on, so it should be about the right size for you. Women's sizes are confusing as fuck. I'm so psyched we're doing this together. I can't wait to see the looks on their faces. Envy and Lily are gonna freak out, LOL. Leon. Now he feels like shit. Of course, Leon feels like shit. Hey! You! You're wearing it! Sorry for being late to the party, Lily. And I'm sorry for being an ass to you before. Haha, why are you talking like that? I suck at mimicking a girl's voice. You have to go high like this, Envy! Oh, is that how you do it, Lily? Haha, yes, let's go grind some cocks! I mean, let's go grab some drinks! I won't say no to that. Question, are your balls squeezed by the panties? So squeezed. Right, it's like they're being cradled by this lingerie. I had a great fucking time, but I need to take off. Already? This late is already to you now? Huh? I should try that again. This late is already to you now, huh? There we go. That's probably what she was trying to say. Well, I would stay if I could, but I'm gonna miss the last train ride home. You sure you can crash in my room? You saw how big it is, right? I didn't bring any other clothes and I'm naked under this, so... Plus, I'd rather ride the train back home looking like this tonight than tomorrow. Yeah, I get it. Less questions. Not that I mind being the freak, but yeah. Thanks for the offer, though. Maybe next time? Thanks for inviting me, really. This party was the bomb. You think so? Party planner, huh? Yeah, seems so. I can't believe you're in college. It fits you. I'll call you. Okay, party is getting over. It's winding down. It's getting late. Guests are either leaving or passing out, it seems. Just look at those two. I know there's some money around here unless I grabbed it. I don't know. Still talking about something. Occupied! Upper main room. Jacob's room. Jamie's room. Let's see. Where do I go? Right here. Haha, you look like a cat. Did it take you this long to notice? Meow. Need a hand? Thanks, but I got her. I think it's time for us to leave. No, one more drink, Rio, please? Yeah, let's have one more drink back at our place, okay? I'll fix you up with a cold glass of water. That's the perfect drink to end the night with. Both hot and sweet, you're the complete package, aren't you? Haha, I do what I can, I guess. Talk soon, Grim. We should continue our conversation, don't you think? I absolutely do. Good night, girls. Now let's get you home and out of these clothes. Out of those clothes, rather. Yeah, these, those, you know. She's still getting out of the clothes, regardless, guys. Oh, sorry, the door was unlocked. Well, 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 if it isn't my archenemy, Grim, the demigod. This bathroom isn't big enough for the both of us. Well, 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 indeed, if it isn't cowgirl Elena McTitty. Haha, McTitty? All right, staying in character. Draw! Squirt. Ah, hey! Haha, what is that? Vodka. So that's why it burns? Shit, sorry, I was aiming for your mouth. Listen to me, I sounded like a guy there, didn't I? Ah, what? Don't mind me, I'm drunk as hell tonight. That's good. It's what the party is for. Nice costume, by the way. But, you're not fully covered. But looking at your face, you knew that already. Your tits are showing, too. Yeah, but, you know, I'm a guy. Wanna know why, though? Do I? I consider you my friend, so yeah, seeing it is something I don't tell everyone. Oh, then lay it on me. You might have noticed how me and John Boy are always partying naked. Or not naked, but yeah, you know what I mean. John Boy gets a kick out of it, and I do too. Of being almost naked? Yeah, but also from seeing each other being almost naked among people. He likes it when guys check me out, haha. What about you? Do you like it? Which part of it? Being checked out or seeing him get checked out? Both, I guess. Girls rarely check him out, but I like it when they do. And I don't mind guys drooling all over me because I know how much John Boy likes it. You have an interesting relationship, to say the least. I hope I wasn't oversharing. Not at all. It's cool that you're this open about this stuff. Maybe I'll be the same with you someday soon. I've heard stories about you. I'd love to know if they're true. But other than that, how are you tonight? I'm doing fine. Did you take a lot of pictures tonight? Some, and I think some people have been using the camera all night. Or rather, I think people have been using the camera all night. I'm sure there would be some fun photos on that camera. Awesome! Oh yeah, don't you have to pee? I really do. I'll let you get to it. Thanks, tell John Boy I checked you out. Haha, will do. And don't come to my town again or I'll shoot you. Cannot recommend the drinking of lean. I found out what that shit actually is. I was like, who the fuck? Why did they make this shit? Like, it's a chemical, like a cleaning chemical, and it's either 7-Up or Sprite. I can't remember exactly. What was that shit? Let me see. But I know it's not something you should ever fucking drink. Like, I don't even know why people are sipping on lean. They should be dead. Okay, so it's made by mixing... Oh, you mix cough syrup? Okay, well, it's codeine with a soft drink. And it's really popular in the southern United States. Basically, it's cough syrup, Jolly Rancher candies, and Sprite. Oh my god. That's crazy. What the fuck, dude? Cough syrup, really? Just getting high on codeine, and that shit, like... Because I've had Crown and codeine when I was really young. Not really, really young, but when I was a teenager drinking. And dude, that shit, like, you have a crazy fucking drunk, you know, buzz, and then you just fall asleep. So I'm like, oh, that sounds awful. Anyway, let's get on with the game. Find Josie and Maya. He was shot! How can you be sure? Because of the gun shell casing. Maybe the victim shot the murderer. If he did, the gun wouldn't be stuck behind the couch and there would be traces of blood. Maybe he missed and scared him off. And then he put it there after shooting, then he went to drink some of his drink and he was poisoned. And? He walked toward the bathroom or kitchen to get help or something, but collapsed right here. Aha, I see what you're getting at, but if that's the case, explain the blood. He coughed blood and died in the puddle, of course. You think that's what happened? Well, if you're going with the whole he got shot theory, why isn't there blood splatter on the walls? Who lies down like that when they get shot? Interesting theory. There's just one contradiction. There's lipstick on the wine glass, and I'm gonna make the fair assumption it's not his. Maybe it's not his glass. Aha! What would make you say that? We can't find a second glass. Maybe the murderer took it with him to cover up the evidence. But you said he got scared off with a gunshot. And what a stupid murderer that would have been, leaving behind their DNA on the glass. More things don't add up, though. That wine bottle wasn't even open, and there was liquid in that glass. Are you two detectives now? Haha, yes, we can't make any sense of this murder mystery. But the fairy detectives are on it. It's easy, he got shot. We believe it's not that simple. Well, I believe that Tommy didn't put that much thought into this when he made it. I think he just wanted a dude with a big penis on the floor and improvise the rest. This rookie detective is no good, right, Josie? Yeah, I agree. Horrible detective work. No wonder there's a killer out there. Yeah, yeah, at least you're having fun with it. Haha, that game we played before. How fun was that? Yeah, I can't believe that Bella is that much fun. Yeah, how awkward will it be next week in class? Haha. There's nothing wrong with being friends with your teacher. It is a bit odd. Yeah, it's likely not the usual case, but Bella isn't a usual teacher either. I'll let you get back to solving the murder mystery. Maybe there's a clue we're missing? Yes, maybe the forensic team missed something. Let's not narrow the search down to this room. What about the hallway? Hey, what are you doing in here? Don't worry about it. It's my room, dude. What the fuck have you done to it? This place went downhill after I left. I don't even recognize this room anymore. Oh, who the hell are you? I'd watch that tone if I were you. You're looking at the founder. I'm the OG Dick. Vinny? Ah, so you do know your history. You're the dude who couldn't handle the pressure and bailed. That legacy sticks with you. You got that maggot attitude, kid, I'll give you that. This used to be my room, you know. A lot of memories were made in here. Yeah, but it's my place now, so stop trashing it and fuck off. Or you'll what? You motherfucker. Don't act like you didn't start it. Come on, fight me, I'll fucking floor you. You need to learn your place. Back up, bitch. Good boy, listening to commands much like a dog. Dog's got a nasty bite. You're a rabid pooch, aren't you? Rabid dogs get put down. Vinny, what are you doing? How's breaking your pet? He's got an attitude. Vinny, it's time to leave. The party's over. I'll show you out. See, dog? That's how you should behave. Polite and submissive. Be a good dog now. Tommy, what the fuck? You okay? I feel sick. Should we call the cops? What? No, not the cops. Leave this one to me. He had a fucking gun on him. Dude, chill, it's not a real gun, it's just a bad joke. It's a prop gun from Rusty's room. You know the one. I rigged that murder scene with it. I don't know, guys. I don't think that's a fucking prop gun. Still, does that even matter? I mean, if it was a prop gun, why would he have it holstered? It'd be weird to holster a prop gun, right? I mean, I know that some people have done that. Like, there's apparently a thief that tried to rob a place with a fucking prop gun and he got shot all to hell. Still, does that even matter? He must have felt threatened by you. Take it as a compliment. Look, I'm on a level with you. He sold me some weed. If you call the cops for this, you're only gonna drag the dicks and me into some deep shit. Just let it go and let me handle him. This won't happen again, I swear. He's not coming back here. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. It's the adrenaline. Go grab some fresh air or something. Don't. Just go. What a fucking mess he made in here. Such an asshole. I shouldn't have gone easy on him, but next time I won't. Fuck, my mouth hurts. That prop gun packed a punch. There. Okay, snap out of it. Back to the party, or what's left of it. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do now, Q? Not that one. You're still going with it? Alright. Don't say I didn't warn you. Checkmate. See? I warned you. Never make a move without planning for your next one. Now, spot how to fix your mistake. Yeah, that's my girl. I outsmarted you by dangling something obvious and valuable in front of you. You didn't see what I had tried to hide. Always think one step ahead. It's not just a lesson in chess, baby girl. You can't trust anyone in life, except for your dad, you hear? And even if you're forced to trust someone else, keep them at arm's length without letting them know about it. because trust can be taken away instantly. Just like your king trusted the pawns around him to keep him safe, but instead they trapped him and became the end of him. Hey, what do you want? Ellie was short. Then no pay this time. None? None. Tell him to get his shit together, or it was Eli, not Ellie. None. Tell him to get his shit together, or I'll dump him off where we found him. Case in point, you can't trust anyone, not your pawns, no one. Only your dad. And Buddy, too. At arm's length, remember? Look at you. You're old enough to play chess. Are you old enough to keep a secret? You seen Daddy safe, right? I want to show you something. And not a word to your mom, okay? Vinny left. Just like that? Not really, he threatened Grim with a gun. What the fuck happened in there? People heard some arguing and told me about it. I went to check, and there he was. In his old room, squaring off with Grim. Looked like Grim tried to beat the shit out of him, too. He flashed a gun and told Grim to back off, and called him a dog to his face. How did Grim handle it? He was shaken up. I calmed Vinny down, asked him to leave, and he did. Was Grim freaking out? Yeah, he wanted to call the cops, but I calmed him down too. I told him it was the prop gun from Rusty's room that Vinny fucked around with. This one. Grim cannot know it was a real one. I knew it! Tommy! This is all my fault. If I hadn't bought from Vinny, he wouldn't have shown up. No, this is my fault. If I hadn't been so fucking stubborn and told you I was sorry, he wouldn't even be in the spot. Well, you weren't sorry, so... I was. But it's a weakness to say it. It's not a weakness to own your mistakes, it's the fucking opposite. I'm sorry. I fucked up. I forgive you. I stole Vinny's customers. That's why I didn't want him back snooping around. I know. Tanya told me. I think Vinny figured it out. I told Tanya to shut up about it, and it looks like Lily told the others to do the same. I don't know. Vinny's smarter than you give him credit for. He's been overcharging them for everything. That's Vinny for you. So what are you gonna do? I guess I'm back to buying from you. That won't make him stay away. It's a start. It is. Party's awesome, by the way. Best Halloween party we had, that's for sure. Sometimes I hate Grim for being good at everything. It's fucking annoying. End the night with someone, or talk to Josie and Maya. So, you can talk to a lot of the different people. But this is pretty much the end of the episode, so... You can end the night in a bunch of different ways. I'm just gonna say, because we've already seen it, if you end the night in your room, you just find that there's like three girls in it. And there's no sex, you just sleep with them. It's kind of funny, but it's not great because there's some sex paths that you can take, and I figure you guys would want to take those. Like, this is a sex path, and we've been on it. This is the way we ended originally, so we can either end this way, or I don't know. I could show you both. Let's go and look around for a minute, though, before we go through all the sex paths, because there's not much left of this. Grim! Yeah? Can you help me? In the bathroom? Nope. Wait, don't leave. Something bad happened. My costume got compromised and it ripped. Where is it now? I have it, but it's ruined. I can't wear it anymore. I just can't. That's quite a predicament. Stop being an ass. Help me. Let me see what the problem is. Hey! Oh, you're not wearing anything underneath. No shit? A round of applause for Captain Obvious. I'm waiting. Please clap your hands for me. I wanted my costume to be somewhat historically accurate, hello? Oh, like your glasses and wristwatch? Shut up! Ha ha ha. Help me out, give me something to wear. Why don't you try to put it back on? There must be some way to wear it. Don't you think I've tried that? And why are there no fucking towels in here? No clue. Let me get you some of my clothes so you don't have to walk home with nothing, okay? Thank you. Here you go. I'm going to need these back, though. Yes, of course. Thanks. You're less of an ass than I thought you were. And you have less of an ass than your clothes that we usually suggest. Haha. Have a good one, Sally. Alright, I don't think there's anything in here now. I mean, we just go in the bathroom now. I mean, that's all it is. Ah! What's wrong? Nothing is wrong, but I realize I'm done for the night. No more obligations. Why are you looking at it as a job? I guess I cared a lot about the party. I didn't even drink that much tonight. Drink! Thanks, how was your night? We didn't get a lot of chances to talk. Meh. Want to talk about it? Not really. What about you? How did the challenge go? Not that well, you were right, I couldn't keep my dick in my pants. Called it. Guess I won't be coming back to your place. I've got no use for you if your balls are drained. They aren't drained. Alright, I'll find someone then. Good luck with that. I got into a fight tonight with this former dick, Vinny. How come? Oh, hold on. You can do something different. Are you gonna make me beg for it? Those other girls were the warm-up. Girls? Plural? I can't keep track. Maybe it was just one? Come on, it's Halloween. You'll never get to fuck a Spartan if you don't do it now. Look at her. Look at her mouth curl up. Ah! I got into a fight tonight with this former dick, Vinny. How come? I found him in my room trashing it, and I confronted him about it. Then he flashed a prop gun. Tommy intervened and made him leave. Even though the gun wasn't real, it felt intimidating as hell. You should stay away from that guy. Yeah? Trust me, you don't want anything to do with him. Alright, but if he gets in my face again, how good are you at fighting, really? Pretty good, I think, but I only use it to protect myself. Well, most of the time. Are you free sometime next week? Possibly. I haven't got a lot planned. Can I borrow you one night? I've got something to do downtown. Could use some company. Sure, what are we doing? Nothing much. Just, you know, hanging out. A date, huh? Forget I asked. Come on. Broccoli. Huh, is that our safe word or something? It should be. Want to head back to my lair? Maybe, but not yet. I need to check something really quick. Come find me when you're ready. But don't drag your ass for too long or I'll leave. Hell yeah! Ain't nobody claimed it. Ain't nobody claimed that $5 bill. Alright. There they are. No, see, you can't even... Because there's a lot you can do. You can end the night with those two. Dio! Let's give DP something he hadn't seen. Because, we ended it two ways with DP. We ended it over... Let's do this real quick, though. I'm going to talk to them over there, and then we're going to... Yeah. Only muffins and cakes? No pizza? I couldn't find any. Are you raiding our fridge? We wouldn't do it unless we had to. Are you hungry? Starving. We skipped dinner for the party thinking there'd be food, but all we find are cakes, chips, and popcorn. What'd you expect? We don't have any food in there. We needed space for the party. Damn it. Want to leave and order some burgers? Yeah, let's do that. Sounds like a good plan. It's getting late anyway. Yeah, want to join us? No, because I already saw them. You basically get to fuck both of them in their dorm room after you eat your burger. It's pretty good. But I'm going to try something we haven't done yet. Can you give me a second? I need to check something first. So, see, there's a lot of options open. But we're gonna do this. Grim! Hey! Are you still here? I thought you left. We've been drinking with Derek for a while. He's been pretty upset with Ashley, so we felt he needed some support. That's nice of you. He didn't take it well that she didn't show up. It feels like people are leaving, or is it just me? No, people have been dropping off for the last few hours. It's getting very late, so I don't blame anyone for wanting to go to bed by now. I think that's our cue, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for an amazing party. Yeah, it was so much fun. You did a great job with it. Thanks for showing up. Have a nice end of the night. I'm going to head off to bed, too. Oh, what a crazy night. I don't look forward to tomorrow's hangover. Okay, yeah, these are where the girls are. This is the way to get that one ending. So, let's go back a little bit. Oh, okay, so you can't. Well, let me see if I have a save where I, No, not overwriting. Load. Alright, let's try this. Okay, because remember that? It was Convincer, and then there was that. Let's try the only way we haven't done it, with Quinn. As I said, if you want to do the whole threesome with the two girls in the bunny outfits, you can do that. Support the game on Patreon. So, here we go, guys. We're gonna end it with Quinn this time. I like Quinn anyway, and DP's not here, so... Let's go. It's a shame I couldn't vote for you in the costume competition. What are you doing? I already took you back home. There's no need for this. You had the sexiest costume tonight, that's all I'm saying. She did. She had the vest. Like, I liked Lily and I liked Quinn's the most, though. Oh, please. You've been strutting about showing off the goods all night. So you finally admit it's sexy. You know very well why you put that costume on in the first place. You just wanted to show off your abs and arms, and that costume was perfect for it. Uh-huh. What about you, putting on a robe, walking around, and teasing with your amazing ass? What? This little thing? Yeah. I'd say you're the one knowing what you were doing with that outfit. It got me what I wanted, didn't it? Well, fuck you, you're not what I meant. Are you sure about that? Ew, is that supposed to be sexy? If I had a boner, it wouldn't be erect. It would be inside of me right now. You could have my boner inside of you right now if you want. Remove that fuckboy costume already. So much fake metal crap you put on for tonight. I know, it was like a workout session getting it on and off. You're keeping your costume on, right? You have no idea what you're in for. Can you handle me wearing this? I'll show you. Holy moly, which one do we do? Well, I think I'm gonna spank her ass. There we go. Damn, pervert. What? You're slapping my ass like it owes you money. Aha, do you want me to stop? Nah, I feel empowered knowing you can't quit it. I can quit, but just a few more slaps before I do. Aha! Show me what you got here. Feel for yourself. Moans. You're so tight around my finger. Imagine that feeling around your cock, she says. Oh, that's a good one. It's a good line there. Oh, I am. Give it to me, pervert. You're all nice and wet. Where are you putting those fingers, pervert? Oh, you'll see. I knew it. Go slow. I will. I want to enjoy the view for a long time. I bet you're enjoying it. Moan. I hear you moaning. We both enjoy it. Hey, you're taking control. I'm not sure I like that. It's the succubus who should dominate. Can't we take turns? It's our special night. Well, it's not their special night. Go refresh it, thanks a little bit. It's a special night for you, so sure. Question is, do you want to come when you're dominant or when I'm in control? I don't usually take the dominant, but, you know, we have done... I don't usually take the control, which would dominate her, but I'm more dominant, so no, I wouldn't like that, personally. But a lot of you guys have been really enjoying the Starlet stuff, where there was a lot of this femdom. So this is a femdom scene. If you guys like that, which I think you do, you'll probably like this scene. So let's go ahead and do it when she's in control, even though I'm not particularly interested in that myself. I want you to drain my balls when I'm close. Then I'll let you have your fun to begin with. Awesome, I've always wanted to tame a succubus. Bitch, you can't tame me. Wanna bet? Bend over. A mortal warrior wants to fuck the succubus. Show me what you got. Hold on. Yeah, come when she's in control. Well, come is dominant. What's the difference? Okay, I guess there's really no... It's not that kind of femdom scene, I guess. I don't know. Well, I thought that she was gonna break out the whip or something. Bend over. A mortal warrior wants to fuck the succubus? Show me what you got. Moans. Take it, Quinn. Yes, fuck me, pervert. Are you enjoying my tight demonic holes, pervert? You're squeezing it extra, aren't you? I'm in control and you know it. Keep telling yourself that, but you know you aren't. Prone bone. She says, yeah, fuck my ass, pervert, and says, shut your mouth. Fuck. Yeah, you love this, don't you? I can barely feel anything. Then I'll go all the way in. Wait! Ah, fuck! Yeah, that's more like it. Feel the entire length of it. You're fucking crazy. Take it, Quinn. Yes, fuck me, pervert. Are you enjoying my... She said that already. You're squeezing it extra, aren't you? We've already did that one. Come here, I'm not done with your ass. You won't last long like this. My ass feels too good for you. Admit it! I've got great endurance tonight. You'll wish I was done with you, but I will keep going. Moans. Fuck, pervert, I can keep this off all night long. Ah. But for you, it's over as soon as you look into my eyes. Focus on them and fuck me, I swear you'll come in an instant. Fuck, she's right, must not look. You're avoiding eye contact. Haha, I knew it. I'm in control, bitch. Don't try to get away from me. Oh, I wouldn't want to get away from you. I'm gonna let you run out of steam before I finish you. Are you sure about that? It looks like I'll finish you first. Fat chance! You can't fool me. Your words say one thing, but your face is begging for more. My pleasure comes from watching you pound away, thinking you have a chance of making me come. Fuck! Moans. You love when I enter your ass, don't you? No. Admit it. Fuck you. Fuck, you're so tight. You're gonna come, aren't you? Whoa! There you go! You look scared. I didn't think you were strong enough to lift me, that's all. Yeah, I like lifting him up. Don't worry, you don't weigh that much. You're going pretty slow. Is this your idea of dominating someone? I thought about it. You seem to like it slow. Fucking you fast feels good, but I think you enjoy this way more. I'm not enjoying it. Fast is way better. Save that slow shit for some bitch who can't take it once for a manic sex. Moans. This is a good way to dominate you. You never fuck me slowly unless I were in control. Uh-huh. Are you done yet? You're getting tired? More like bored. Gulp. Okay, bitch, you're done trying to prove something. It's my turn. I'm gonna eat you alive. You'll see what you get when you fuck with a succubus. Damn, you do everything. Get in there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, enter my ass, pervert. Feel all of it. You're such a fuckboy, walking around all night showing skin. Trying to entice girls with that skimpy outfit. I think we both have the same idea. Yeah, right. Now you're mine. You want me to be yours, huh? You wish. All I want of you is your seed. You're gonna fill up my succubus pussy, pervert. That's hot. Yes, just lie there while I pump your dick. Feeling my ass slaps against you as I ride your cock. Take it, bitch. Enter me, but don't move. How do you expect me to stay still when you're this inviting? You'll find a way to stay still, or I'll use my claws on your cock. I bet you didn't think you'd be submissive from on top, did you? That's right. I fucking own you and your cock. Shit, it's so good. I know, you can't resist me. Right there, don't move. That's looking real good, Quinn. Enjoy that view while you're lucky enough to see it. Don't you dare move your hips. Why? It feels better if I do. Because I said so. Watch me bounce all over your cock. Can you feel how my asshole envelops you? Oh, fuck. Keep going. Don't tell me what to do. We're done when I say we're done. Come over here. Is it my turn? No, you'll follow my pace. Not too slow now. Yes, fuck me, pervert. Right there. Oh, man. It's Halloween. On ass anal? Oh, cream pie anal. There we go. Let's do that. It's time, pervert. Fill my ass with your cum. Give me what's mine. Fuck. Ah! I can feel the warmth of it. I'm surprised you're still alive after that. How are you still full of energy after moving that much? I thought you'd be relaxed by now. Relaxed? You didn't even make me cum. Stop lying. I know you came. You tried to hide it, but I could tell. So, weren't you gonna eat me alive or something? Oh, fuck. Ha ha ha, such a pussy. Maybe I'll keep you as a chewing toy instead. Damn, maybe I should leave after all. I'm gonna go wash up if you're still here when I get back. Yeah, I know. It wouldn't be the worst way to end the night. Oh? Plus, people are probably fucking on your bed now anyway. That was quite a drunken workout. B, want to make sure you're not late with the dough this time. He's tired of excuses. Oh, shit, that's from Mick. What's that about? I thought you'd passed out by now for sure. Almost, but I didn't want to fall asleep before you got back. And FYI, I got zero problems with you telling people we fuck, but if you even mention this to anyone, I'll cut your dick off. Whoa, are you serious? You don't want to find out. You really don't know how to do sleepovers. Fall the fuck asleep already so I can pretend this doesn't suck. Smack. Smack. Oh, shit. Are you still drunk? It must be it. I didn't see that happening. Didn't see that happening. Wow, interesting. Well, you know, most people are happy, most people aren't. Okay. So I think we bought liquor and speakers. All right. You did it. Huh? Your first sleepover, how was it? I hated it. Sure you did. Don't give me that look. This is the only time you've had me sleep over. I'm taking advantage here. Well, the night's over and so is this. Leave whenever or whatever. From the window, preferably the back door is an option too. There's a camera. Okay, that's it, guys. That's the end of episode 9. We don't have 10. 10's still being made. When it's out, it's out. It'll be a while. He's still kind of planting the branches for it. I haven't gotten any updates. I might get an update tomorrow. But you can support the game. And there's a lot of things that will show you how to support the game. Which, of course, you can go to Patreon, Dr. Pink Cake. You'll find it. And also, Patreon requests that you have your ID to confirm you're 18 years old, I believe, by the end of March. Or you will not be able to support or probably buy or even do any adult content with Patreon. This is a new thing that they're doing, and you're just going to have to deal with it. This is, I can't VPN. You can't VPN because you have to prove that you're that to be able to buy the content. I mean, it won't let you do it. It's a Patreon-wide thing. I think it's worldwide, too. Okay. Dick choice is 17. No neutral chick. Dick actions 136. Chick actions 48. Money $5. Perfect classes 3. Pass 17. Failed 1. Party planner score. Eh, did alright. You told Zoe your feelings... Let's try that one again. You told Zoe your feelings were all over the place. You told Derek that he's a better friend than Zoe. You punched Oscar after he insulted Josie. You got a blowjob and boob job from Heather. You let the preps inside at the party. You made out Riona at the Halloween party. You punched Vinny and wanted to fight him. You ended the night with Quinn. Those are the massive dick patrons. You gotta pay a lot of money to get in that club. And a lot of people are. Oh, Alright. Game is only a reality thanks to the generous donations and support from thousands of patrons like me. Huge thanks to all my patrons, past, present, and future. Thanks for trusting me. Thank you for playing. Stay tuned for the next episode. Check the Discord server. It's a pretty cool place. And support the game development at patreon.com/drpinkcake. Throw some money. Like, it helps. This is how you get, like, awesome music like we just heard. Like, when me and DP first heard that song, like, who the fuck is this? And DP actually got so much into her music that he's been listening to all her shit. Like, she's that good? Yeah, she's that good. Like, I'm sorry, that Welcome to the Carnival is better than all the pop bullshit they play at work. If that shit played at work, I'd be like, holy shit, that's, like, that's good. I like dark pop. They don't really do it. It's all happy. Oh, I love you. Blah, 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 blah. And then you got country, man. Oh, my darling. And then you got the these damn, what is it? More modern, but it's still country pop. I don't know. They just fuck everything up. But I like the dark pop. That's cool stuff. But yeah, patreon.com/drpinkcake, right there. You have reached the end of the version. Please support the development of Being a Dick on patreon.com/drpinkcake. As a supporter, you get access to the latest news and updates. Thank you very much for playing. Please support the game. Follow me on Twitter to see tweets from students at Bergmeister and Royce. It also kind of gives you hints on the next season. It's all cool stuff. So, at Dr. Pinkcake. Now, keep in mind, he doesn't allow you to comment. But you can give it a like. I think you can like the post. Or, you know, retweet, whatever. I know you don't like posts, but you can retweet. Yeah, I think you can like and retweet posts. But it's good stuff. Patreon.com/DrPinkCake. Once again, three times, guys. It's not that hard. And remember, 18 plus, you better register. If you're on Patreon right now, they're going to hit you about it. They're going to say, I'm sorry, you can no longer support so-and-so because we don't know if you're 18. It means you pull out your ID card. And you say, okay, we're going to verify I'm 18. You're going to start doing this for a lot of places now because they're changing a lot of it up. So just get used to this. This is going to be the way things are going to be. There's no real way to get around it. For some sites, yes, you can VPN to get access to some sites. But when it comes to your money, it's probably just better to go ahead and be real with them and say, look, I mean, this isn't even the government. As a government, like, they want to know you're playing adult games or buying adult games, whatever. They probably know worse. I mean, Google has, they know everything. Apple knows everything. Just, I mean, it is what it is. Play your adult games, don't fucking worry about it. And this is scenes from what I'm assuming will be the next episode. Or maybe episodes in the next season, you know, because this season started with the interlude, and then of course we have the 9, and I don't know how many episodes it's gonna run. But this is some of the stuff that you'll see in the next episode after the Halloween party, obviously. Yep, there's Lily. There's not a whole lot that we can really say about her. Not from that image, anyway. There's the ghost. And I think that's her mother. They look very much alike. And the guy's drinking beer. You know, he looks a little bit like Charlie Sheen. Tommy does. I said to DP, she looks homeless. It's like, it's not homeless, that's just her thing. And there's the girl at the gym. We did talk to her, I think, in this run. Of course, winter time. Weird scaling effect. And the strippers! This music always makes me think of a song from Blink-182 that came out back in the day called Damn It. If you haven't heard it, look it up. You'll be like, oh, okay, I see what you mean. But ever since this fucking song started playing now, I'm got that damn song in my head. What the hell is going on here? And that looks like her house. Huh. Oh, okay, look at the teachers. Okay. Whoa. Grimm's father and this is mother, I guess. And of course, Sage and the fall leaves. And there's the girls. That was the other path we took, by the way. And I think that's it, guys. I don't think there's anything else after this. But I just wanted to show you guys the whole thing so you could kind of get a feel of what's to come. Ugh, we don't need to see this horrible shit anymore. Oh, God, he looks awful. I hope he gets his comeuppance. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, well, not being a dick, but... City of Broken Dreamers and more Being a Dick coming soon. I promise. Like, as soon as they get it done, we'll have it. At any rate, I am out of here.